Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. First of all, Jake, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe, for having me.
So the topic that is dominating the state and really the nation and even the world right now is the coronavirus issues. Obviously, it's arrived here in Iowa and has caused a lot of disruption, including with the state legislature. So talk about the current hiatus that the legislature is on due to this virus.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Due to the CDC guidelines on congregating, and particularly those of certain age segments, the legislature decided that it would be best to take a 30-day pause on the legislative session. So last week, we did several important pieces of legislation to help our government continue to function while we're gone. One of those was doing a continuing resolution. We, of course, Joe, don't know how long this is going to be prolonged. We want to get back as soon as possible, but we did do a 30-day pause. So hopefully we'll be able to come back on April 15th. If we are not able to come back on April 15th due to the continued spread of COVID-19, we passed a continuing resolution for 60 days. So what that means for Iowans is that our budget fiscal year ends July 1st. This will allow our government to continue to be funded at the current funding level for an extra 60 days. That gives us just a little bit more of a window to get back in there and do some policy bills as well as get the budget set. We also passed a bill that waived the requirement of school days for these next 4 weeks that have been taken off by schools. Additionally to that, we gave the governor the power to waive additional school days if it is prolonged after that four-week period. So we thought that was kind of important to get that done. So those were two significant pieces of legislation that we got passed before we recessed for this 30-day window.
All right. So are you working on anything during the interim here, or is it pretty much just isolation for the legislators?
It's definitely a lot of work is still going on. We are working between the Senate and House on policy issues. I, of course, am a little disappointed with what has transpired, and it's not anyone's fault in particular, but it really changes some of the conversation on tax reform this year. But there are still things that need to be done on taxes, mental health funding, those type of things. So during this 30-day window, we continue to work with staff, with the Legislative Service Agency, and with our colleagues across the chamber to work out some deals. So when we do come back into session, we can hopefully wrap it up fairly quickly, but have some agreements on policy legislation.
For sure. Now, talk to me a little bit about the adjusted timeline for this, because I know that the second funnel, I believe, would have passed by now. So will that still be in effect when you do come back into session, or is that another thing that's going to be kind of pushed by the wayside?
That's a great question, Joe. So the second funnel is the deadline in which bills that have passed out of the House need to have made it through the committee process in the Senate, and bills passed out of the Senate would have to make it out of the committee process in the House. We are now past that second funnel deadline. So before we recessed, we actually suspended a rule. It's a joint rules between the House and the Senate that establishes those deadlines to basically bypass the second funnel. So bills are still eligible for consideration. We just simply had to suspend the rules given the current situation.
All right. Now, talk a bit about some of the other bills that you were able to get passed prior to going on recess that relate to the coronavirus, because there's more than just the school and that sort of thing. Basically, the bills that are out there to help people make it through this time of uncertainty.
Yeah, so a number of things have been done. Some are going to continue to come out as this progresses. But for example, those who are impacted by COVID-19 will have some special unemployment benefits. Employers will not be charged for their benefits under unemployment for temporary layoffs. The governor went ahead and approved delaying property tax payments as well as waiving late fees. These are temporary measures, of course. It doesn't waive the requirement to pay property taxes, but it's going to be delayed. I think when we come back into session, obviously we're seeing a lot at the federal level. This has had a tremendous impact on our economic outlook for the state of Iowa. And so, you know, the federal government recognizes that as well. They're talking about different stimulus packages. We do have, it'll be close to $340 million in the taxpayer trust fund. I think we need to, once we get back, immediately address getting that money back to the taxpayers. So we did do some other things, granted the governor the ability to transfer funds within a state budget. So where money is not needed, we can shift that around to those areas that are particularly hit the hardest and provide some relief. And so this is a coordinated effort between local, state, and federal, and everyone has a role to play in this process to make sure that everyone can get back on their feet as quickly as possible and get back to some level of normal that we were at before this coronavirus hit. And I'm optimistic that Iowans and Americans will quickly rebound from COVID-19.
All right. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today about the legislative session?
Well, I would just say to make sure we're following guidelines. You know, we've got to contain the spread of this virus. You know, I know they're working quickly on developing vaccinations for this, as well as some developments on treatment for this, but we need to take this seriously, and we need to follow the guidelines that have been set forth by the CDC, and most importantly, just keep everyone safe.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Jake, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thank you, Joe. Take care.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.